On November 17, 1967, thousands of students rallied outside the old Board of Education building near Center City, Philadelphia. 50 years on, Philadelphians are still talking about that day. Some remember it for the protest itself and what the students demanded. Just as many recall it for how the police responded and the man in charge of that response. More from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
On that day, in 1967, the students in Philadelphia's increasingly black school district wanted schools that reflected them. They called for African-American history courses and new dress codes that would allow them to wear dashikis. It all seemed to be going well until two busloads of police showed up.
They broke through the line of students, and the next thing I knew, I had, I guess, maybe six or eight police officers charging at me. And it wasn't the prettiest thing you've ever seen.
Kenneth Hurd was a student at Massbaum Technical High School and a budding political activist. Police said students instigated the confrontation. Students said the police came after them. What's clear is the clash led to 57 arrests and scores of injuries. The city's new police commissioner, Frank Rizzo, oversaw the operation.
And Rizzo said, get their asses.
Karen Asper Jordan was 19 years old at the time.
Now, whether he said other things, he's been known to say things.
Some people claim Rizzo said, quote, get their black asses. Whatever he uttered, Rizzo's response that day became a significant part of his legacy. To some, it drove home his law and order toughness. To others, it signified racial prejudice. For kids like Asper Jordan, who was dragged by police, the day became an indelible part of their memories.
And if you were abused in any way, you don't forget abuse. I don't care who does, you don't forget abuse.
Asper Jordan gathered with other activists over the weekend to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the protest. It was a well-timed celebration since Rizzo's legacy has been in the news. The city recently announced it would move a prominently placed statue of the former mayor, partly because of his legacy on race. But for Kenneth Hurd, the meaning of November 1967 is less about Rizzo and more about what officers did under his watch.
The brutality is one thing. It's the massiveness of the brutality. How do you do that to people? How do you stop a set of folk from doing it again?
That question rings as loud in 2017 as it did 50 years ago. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.